Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Ty.
Select Irish on FM 104 and here to talk about Ireland's six Eurovision hopefuls are Connor and Lou of the Eurovision podcast. Hello.
Hello, Louise.
How's things?
Good. Thank you so much for popping in and chatting to us. So tell us, where did the podcast begin for you guys?
Oh God, that's a trip down memory lane. We were actually out just socialising ourselves and having chats about Eurovision as we do.
We're basically neighbours.
Oh, literally down the road from us. What are we, Lou? You always say I'm four Eurovision songs away from
four Eurovision song walk, two Eurovision song drive. Yeah.
So we were just out chatting about Eurovision in the middle of July and we were just talking about the landscape of Eurovision in Ireland and there was nothing really out there that, you know, catered for Irish fans and to get news and stuff. So we just said there, will we set up a podcast about Eurovision? And a year and a half later, we're still going strong.
Once we started, we just didn't stop. That's the way I'd say it.
What was it about it that kind of hooked you in?
In terms of Eurovision?
Yeah.
For me, I think for a lot of Irish people, it's this kind of constant growing up, like on in the family home, you might have a bit of a Eurovision party. So that was definitely a big part of my childhood. And then just getting older and enjoying going to gigs and enjoying adding new songs to my Spotify playlist and all of that kind of thing, I really grew to love the spectacle of Eurovision. I love going to festivals, like I love going to Pride. So Eurovision was like this beautiful mesh of all of those things for me. And yeah, once like I got involved with a YouTube channel called Eurovision Hub and I started to make friends, I started to go to events, started doing some fan press bits. I met Connor and we started Eurovision. And now that I've been going to events, traveling with friends and meeting new friends, I'm kind of hooked, to be honest. I don't think I'll ever be able to leave the bubble.
I think it really has turned into an event at home as well with the parties that happen around it. Like people really are interested again, which is nice.
Definitely. I think as well in Ireland, you have such a relationship with Eurovision, you know, because of our success and then growing up and getting the treats in, sitting down as a family, watching it on a Saturday night. And then obviously when the semis were introduced and the enjoyment of seeing if Ireland will get through and then the build up. I think it comes from that and just our special relationship with Eurovision and that's what it's all about. But definitely it's such a big event. You know, you go to it now, 200 million people watching at home, more thousands and thousands of people just go, not even to see the shows, but just to be there in the city where it's happening, to experience the parties and just socialise with each other and have the crack.
Yeah, it's really nice. Now on the 26th of January, we have Eurosong, which is on RT, and we get to vote for the song we want to send through to Eurovision. What are your thoughts on the six songs that we have at the moment?
I think we've got six great songs, good variety of songs, different genres there. Building on what we had last year, I think it's a building process with the selections that we've got this year. Yeah, look, it's positive. There's six great acts, six great artists with different visions and I'm really positive about the six that we've got. I'm really, really happy with the selection this year.
So we're going to take a bit of a glimpse into the songs that are going to be put forward on Friday. So we've Alicia first with Good Tubbin. Thoughts on this one?
I think this one is really, really interesting. Maybe if people aren't as into Eurovision, they might not realise this, but this song is definitely a divisive one. I think you're going to love this or you're really not going to love this. It's noisy, it's memorable, it's in your face. It has a lot of cultural elements in it. But actually, in terms of going forward as a potential Eurovision song, this is really clever. I think when you're a divisive entry, people are more likely to back you and get behind you. It matters more about who loves you, not about who doesn't love you, who mm-hmm. is actually going to pick up the phone and feel strongly enough to vote mm-hmm. on the night. This has a real blend of genres and it opens itself up to a lot of staging potential. I think visuals are what could make or break this entry mm-hmm. And camera angles and lighting, all of those different elements need to come together to make the right package. But if it's done so, I think this could be a really interesting entry for Ireland. And from what we're seeing online, Connor and I think international Eurovision fans are really, really loving this one.
It's quite different for us as well, I think.
Yeah, I can't remember anything similar to this that we've sent. And as well, it has Irish in it as well, a bit of Gaeilge. And I think this is the first entry that, you know, if it was to win Eurosong since 1972, our only second ever entry with a bit of Irish in it. So definitely would be a big change for us. And that's what we need this year. It's just about the shock to the system of breaking that path of sending the same old songs with the same old themes and same old messages. It's time to do something different, and definitely Elsha with Gutubbin does that totally.
Then we have Bambi Thug and Doomsday Blue. Again, quite different for us.
Yeah, again, out of the box. Bambi themselves are such an exciting act. Also being non-binary, they would represent such a huge part of Ireland that it doesn't really have a big voice. And I know they have spoke a lot about that, kind of being that voice for Irish people who might be in a similar boat. But the song Doomsday Blue, it's certainly different. I think they said themselves it's like four different genres within one song. So again, the staging possibilities with this, you just got to think of the bigger picture of at Eurovision what they can do with it. And certainly if you look at their other style of music or different music videos that they've done, they have some creative vision, and can only imagine what they could do on the Eurovision stage. But again, like Elsha, this would be certainly a very, very big different step for Ireland in
quite
Eurovision.
Exciting. Yeah, quite exciting. And then we've Erica Cody, Love Me Like I Do. No. Quite catchy.
Mm-hmm.
Girl bop.
Yeah. Like you can see yourself bopping around that one, all right.
This is a really interesting one because people may not realise there is a message in here. Erica actually co-wrote this with Sule and Amy, you know, two other really successful female Irish acts. This is all about, you know, loving yourself, female empowerment. And I mean, Erica is familiar to a lot of Irish people. She was on Dancing with the Stars. We know she can sing. We know she can dance and she can move. And also she's a really stylish person. So she'll definitely look the part. Mm-hmm. So I think this will be pulled together in a very competent package. And there'll be a nice sense of familiarity there for Irish audiences when she performs.
Definitely. I'm completely in love with this song. It's on my, I think it's number one on my on repeat Spotify list. So it's definitely a bop, and could see it on the Eurovision stage, definitely.
Then we have Elisabella Carney with Let Me Be the Fire. Did you call or did I just dream? Are you tired of the highs and lows? Take you home if you're out there freezing. Let me be the fire when your heart's gone cold. I could see that on a big stage.
Yeah, this is kind of underrated for me in a sense. I keep forgetting that it's there, and it's a great track, and a lot of internationals love it as well. It's getting good reception online.
An earworm.
Definitely. I just love it to go somewhere. It kind of stays the same throughout. I just love that little bit of an edge, but also you can also revamp the song after Eurosong and add a bit of spice to it. But definitely great track. Kind of got that beat in it that stays in your head. Da-da-da-da. And she's a great vocalist as well. And she has Eurovision experience. She's Irish-Australian. She's wrote songs for Australia Decides, their national final. So definitely one to watch on the night, I reckon.
Do you think it's important for it to hit online as well, these songs?
Completely. Yeah. You need the backing of people online in terms of the song itself, but also the visuals.
Yeah. Then something different again. JLOL featuring Tosheen and Judas.
You're not gonna hold me down.
Previously, it still gave me PTSD. We're no good at sharing, and that's why we needed 3 PS3s, 2 PS4s. Imagine being choosy and poor, too immature, but knew the allure of remedial things to reassure not to be.
I love the combination of the two voices in this one.
Yeah, there's lovely highs and lows in here. There's darkness and light, the female vocal and the male rapping, I think, are a lovely contrast together. I love Tosheen's voice. JLOL is a really interesting artist. I'm really curious to see how this is going to be staged. We know there are dancers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, JLOL is going to bring something different. I think he may surprise us on the night.
I think so too. I think you got to look at last year, K-Money and NZ, they had this kind of rap style music as well. And they finished third and a lot of people wrote them off straight away. So JLOL, you know, you can't write him off. And mm-hmm. Tosheen is a lovely live vocal as well. So this could surprise people and attract votes across the board and suddenly be top of the leaderboard. You just never know with Eurosong and Eurovision, anything can happen. So definitely one to watch as well.
And then finally, we have next in line with Love Like Us. This is very, like, this is something Ireland do well, to be fair, isn't it? Boy bands.
It's familiar, and there is yeah. a reason. Louis Walsh is their manager. So, yes, we have a Louis Walsh boy band in the mix. I'm a self-proclaimed Westlife girl,
mm-hmm.
so this does kind of knock on the nostalgic door of my heart. Even the lyric in the chorus, I swear I'll never mess this up, my mind instantly goes to swear it all over again.
Yeah.
The very famous Westlife song. You know, I hope they go all out, they have some stools, you know, and they stand up on the stools. And
disappointed otherwise, to be fair.
You know, fist clenching really earnestly yeah. to the camera. This is very familiar to Irish audiences. The lads are lovely. They're full of energy. They are very new on the block and they haven't done a huge amount yet. That could be both a pro and a con to them. You know, the lack of experience could potentially go against them, I think. But also equally, they're full of new energy and they're fresh and they're fun. So that could really make them stand out too.
So we do have really 6 strong songs really going forward to Friday.
Yeah, I can't call a winner, to be honest. Yeah. I think any
I was going
to
ask you, but I'm not going to do it now.
Yeah,
it's really
hard.
Difficult.
I think last year there was a kind of a 2-horse race. It was yeah. Wild Jude Connolly. A lot of people were in yeah. that kind of boat. And this year, honestly, Elsie and Bambi are getting a lot of the love. But honestly, you can see a pathway for any of the 6 winning. Yeah. And I think that's the excitement of this year's Eurosong. And that's why there seems to be quite a buzz about it this year.
Yeah.
That, God, you really don't know what direction Ireland's going to go in, which yeah. is exciting. For
it's
once.
Exciting. And it's nice that we're kind of trying something new and different as well. And I think we need to do that. But you guys on Eurovision podcast got to talk to Michael Keeley as well about the show.
Yeah, we spoke to Michael twice now on the show. And definitely for any Eurovision fan who would like kind of to get a better understanding of how things work, definitely check out our interview because he's quite honest and open mm-hmm. about how things work. He's quite a, you know, a person in the Eurovision community that gets a lot of flack because he's so open and honest about it and he's kind of the target. And, you know, his thoughts and ideas are very similar to Eurovision fans and he would love to do a big standalone national mm-hmm. final away from the late. But of course, we know what's happening in RT in recent years with finances and stuff. And it's a difficult yeah. situation. So, look, there's so much going on behind the scenes and, you know, he's very open and honest and that's all we can ask for. And he's yeah. very, you know, honest with how things are going. And he's full of ideas himself that he wants to push out. And definitely we've seen over the last 2-3 years that there has been improvements mm-hmm. taking on mm-hmm. a lot of fan feedback, which is great to see. And I think baby steps is all what we can do with our current situation. But
yeah,
definitely I would say to people, check out our interview with him if they would like to get a better understanding of things.
And you want to encourage people to vote as well.
Absolutely, yeah. There is a public vote on Friday night, the 26th of January, where you can have your say. There's actually an unlimited amount of votes, which I don't think everybody knows. There will be an international jury and an Irish jury filling out the votes also. So the public vote will count for 1/3 of the total result. But we've seen in the past, you know, the public vote can totally sway how things go. You know, the public vote pushed Brooke through in 2022 and also Wild Youth in 2023. So we would really encourage people to pick up the phone and vote on Friday night. But also, Connor and I would really encourage people to think very carefully about who they vote for. Think about the full Eurovision package, the full potential that's there for visuals, for styling, for, you know, a promotional campaign. You know, you might have one song that you stream more than the other six, but is that definitely the right one to compete for us in an international competition? We would really encourage people to consider all points of view when they vote.
Also look back on what we've sent over the last few years and see, you know, is there any songs that are similar, or, you know, is there anything different that we haven't sent before? Because, you know, that didn't work a few years ago. Is it going to work now? So just take that into consideration when you're picking up the phone to vote for your favourite on the night.
And you guys have also caught up with all the hopefuls, so they can check that out on Eurovision podcast as well.
Yeah, definitely. We had our Journey to Eurosong series. So all six episodes are up now if they want to check them out.
Where's the best place to find you guys?
We are
everywhere.
We're Eurovision Podcast on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube, Eurovision Pod on Twitter or X, depending what you call it now. Mm-hmm. You can email us, eurovisionpodcast@gmail.com. Anywhere else I'm missing, Connor?
We're on Threads. I love saying we're on Threads. Yeah, just in case anyone wants to follow
us. I haven't even jumped on that one yet.
Well, give us a follow when you do. But yeah, we're literally everywhere.
And all streaming platforms.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Excellent.
Connor and Lou, thank you so much for popping into us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.